Good morning, everybody. The story of the rich man coming to Jesus and asking the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" is one of the most compelling stories, not just in the Gospel of Mark, but in all of the Gospels. Very soon, in the following passages, Mark will contrast the rich man who walked away from Jesus with the blind beggar who has nothing except his stick and his bowl, probably his cloak. And he would leave all that he had and follow Jesus. So Mark is contrasting the rich man from the blind beggar. But today, it's all about the rich man. And let's draw some lessons that wisdom is teaching us today. Here are my 3 points that I would like to reflect on with you today. The question that the rich man asked Jesus was, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, every one of us, depending on the stage of life we are in, has our deepest questions. So, for example, for a little child, the deepest question might be what he or she might be getting for Christmas this year. As we mature into adulthood, our deepest questions change because our needs change and our perspective in life changes. Relationships, marriage, family, jobs, security, these begin to replace our childish questions. And then when we retire, our questions revolve around life and health, death, and eternity. No matter what stage we are in, and here is the point I'm trying to really make in this particular point. No matter what stage of life we are in, our questions are not merely about the questions, but our deepest question tells us something about ourselves. Tell me your deepest question. I could probably tell you the kind of person that you are. I find the story of the man in the gospel very attractive because even though he had many possessions, his question was about eternity. What does his question tell us about him? It tells us that his heart was in the right place, that he lived life with one eye on the world and the other on eternity, that he was on the right quest. So my question for you today, what are your deepest questions these days? If you could run up to Jesus like the rich young man did and ask Jesus a question, what would that question be? But more importantly, what does that question say about you? My second point. Today's liturgy combines the story of the rich man with the first reading from the Book of Wisdom. How do we understand wisdom? For me, wisdom tells us how God acts in the world. Remember that always. Wisdom is how God acts in the world. Wisdom reveals life from God's perspective. Wisdom helps us to live life in the way God intended it to be lived. In fact, There is nothing more precious than wisdom, because wise people live life from the perspective of the creator of life. And that's why you hear in today's first reading these words. All gold, now remember we're talking about gold and silver because the rich man was obviously in possession of a lot of it. So the book of wisdom says, all gold in view of her, her is wisdom. Wisdom is feminine in the Old Testament. So all gold in view of wisdom is a little sand. And before her, silver is to be accounted mire. In other words, compared to wisdom, silver and gold are like nothing. Now, the rich man in today's gospel reading was on his way to being wise. He was asking the right questions. Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? However, his story tells us that it's one thing to ask the right questions, but it's quite another to accept the right answers. Two different things. The rich man asked the right question, but he could not accept the answer that wisdom was providing him. He simply could not comprehend life from Christ's perspective. For him, possessions were significantly more important than wisdom, than the wisdom that Jesus was revealing. So guess what he does? He walks away. And what a tragedy that is. He's standing right in front of wisdom, and Mark tells us that he walked away because he had many possessions. So what did he do? He sacrificed wisdom for the sake of possessions, whereas the book of wisdom says, all gold in view of her is a little sand, and before her, silver is to be accounted mire. This rich man reversed the role of wisdom and wealth. He reversed the law. In other words, folks, wisdom lies not just in asking the right questions, but also being able to accept the answer that God reveals. Wisdom lies in being able to live life from God's perspective. If we want to be wise, it's not enough to ask the right questions. If you want to be wise, it's also important to then accept the right answers. In my third point, I want to talk about wisdom a little bit more and give us a few examples of what it would mean to be wise in our age, in these times. But let me begin my third point with the very first verse from today's first reading from wisdom. The author says, I prayed and prudence was given me. I pleaded and the spirit of wisdom came to me. So really, is it that easy? Can we all be wise? Can we all have wisdom? And I think the answer is yes. If we want to be wise, then wisdom is available to all. But where do we seek wisdom? First, the second reading gives us an answer. For us Catholics, for us Christians, wisdom is first and foremost found in God's word. Today's second reading says, indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. If we want to be wise, the first thing to do is to expose our lives to God's word and let God's word be exposed with our lives. Really, there's so much wisdom in what God has shared in the scriptures. This is revelation. Scripture is revelation. Not just about God, but how God acts in the world. So we need to stay very close to God's word. And I said, expose our lives to God's word and let God's word shed light upon our lives. Secondly, we see God's wisdom in the life of Jesus. See, wisdom is Jesus. Jesus is wisdom. Take for example the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes is the practical, sorry, let me rephrase that. Jesus' life is the Beatitudes or slash wisdom lived out practically in real life. If you want to know how the Beatitudes can be lived out, you look at the life of Jesus. And when you see Jesus' life being lived out, that is wisdom active in our world. Wise people think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, act like Jesus. Wise people think, talk, and act like Jesus. So let me give you an example. The pandemic. We all ask the right question. How can this pandemic end? The answer that wisdom gives us is together. Together. Believe me, there was no reason for people to be sitting with masks in church even today, almost a year and a half after the pandemic started. If the world had worked together, if people across the globe had worked together, we would have overcome this. But the common good was sacrificed for individual freedoms. The rich became richer, the poor became poorer. Ideological loyalties triumphed, caring for the weak and the vulnerable. Like the rich man, people chose to walk away. Not everyone chose to think or talk or act like Jesus. Here's another example, and this happened last week. Social media. Social media requires a tremendous amount of wisdom. All social media platforms use what is called algorithms. You know what algorithms are that in the social media. What do? They bring incendiary, violent, divisive, and dehumanizing content to the forefront. Why? Because it generates more traffic. And the more traffic there is, people more pay more money for the ads. And the more ads you have, the social media companies make more money. This is how it works. Now, if we were wise people, we would be very careful what we put on social media. But guess what? People are putting pictures of themselves that are inappropriate. People put insulting material against each other on the social media. What happens? If we were wise people, we would know how to conduct ourselves when it comes to social media. So we post negative, insulting posts and feel very good about ourselves. Ah, I settle them. It's foolish. On every issue in our time, building a culture of life, for example, climate change, for example, racism, for example, economic disparities, for example, global policy making, for example, domestic politics, for example, it is time to not only ask the right question, Lord, what must we do, but it's also time to accept the answer that Jesus gives us. Really wise, to be wise these days means to think and talk and act like Jesus. Work for the common good together and for the good of humanity. Folks, wisdom will be on the altar very soon. We can run up to Jesus and ask, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The answer that Jesus gives is his own life. Body and blood broken and shared for the common good. This is not about merely individual private rights. This is about Jesus giving us for the salvation of the world, for every human person. We must become a people that is wise. Think, talk, and act like Jesus. So today, ask the right question, but let us also be open to receiving the right answer. People of God said, Amen. Amen.